Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, you know, we hear a lot about transplantation, and certainly here in Pittsburgh, the idea of a transplant isn't unusual. It's not new. In fact, we're used to it. However, if I said cartilage transplant, what would your thought be? Yeah, probably like mine, like, what in the world is that? Well, that's exactly the focus of our conversation today on our Maximizing Men's Health segment. Dr. Brian Mosier is an orthopedic surgeon at Allegheny Health Network, currently serves as the co-director of the Allegheny Health Network Center for Cartilage Restoration. So I'm glad he's here because I don't know what any of this means. Welcome, doctor.
Thanks, Ms. Lynn. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. You know, it's like you say the word cartilage, and I kind of have this visual, but I need a lot more information. Help me out.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of the patients I deal with. So what we talk about when we talk about the knee, and we specifically talk about the cartilage in the knee, is we talk about the cartilage that's on the ends of the bones. So there's two big bones that make up your knee joint. It's your femur and your tibia. And the cartilage on the ends of the bones is kind of like the tread on a tire. Now, when you start to wear that thin, that's what we start to call arthritis. And arthritis is kind of a spectrum. And so you can wear it kind of thin, or you can have bone on bone, where you've worn down all the cartilage. And essentially, you know, the tire is down to the rim. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it makes perfect sense.
So now, then, when we talk about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. I can circle
back. So when
back.
We talk about cartilage transplantation or cartilage restoration, it's not necessarily for people that have bad arthritis in their knees, but it's mostly aimed at folks that are active, want to keep running, playing a lot of sports, doing that type of thing, that maybe have a pothole in the cartilage, more like into like a pothole in the road, all right? And what we can do is we can do cartilage transplantation or cartilage restoration procedures to fix that pothole.
So then when we talk about cartilage transplantation, where does the cartilage come from?
So typically when we talk about cartilage transplantation, we could use the patient's own cartilage in the same setting, meaning one surgery, or sometimes we have to do two surgeries. Now, if it's a small little defect, we can take cartilage from a part of their knee that's not necessarily an important part or where they bear their weight, and we can transfer that with a little wafer of bone behind it to the bad area. And that's mostly reserved for younger people and people with kind of a small little defect in the cartilage on the important part of their knee. Another type of transplantation procedure is called MACI, M-A-C-I, and that stands for matrix-associated autologous chondrocyte implantation. And that's just a fancy way of saying that we can do a two-stage procedure, meaning two different surgeries, the first one being a knee scope, which takes, you know, about 10 minutes. And what we do is we can make two small little incisions on the front of the knee, stick a scope in one, and then we have instruments that we can take a biopsy from the cartilage in their knee. And what we do with that biopsy is we can actually send it up to a lab in Boston. We can grow up their cartilage cells and plant them onto a collagen membrane, and then we can get that shipped back to us, and we can reimplant that back into their knee to fix the defect.
Now, just given that sequence of events, how long does that process take?
So that, you know, the full recovery, I tell people, is about 2 years, all right? And I know that sounds crazy.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot going on in that 2 years. Typically, I'll let people get back to doing everything they want to do within 9 to 12 months. And, you know, from the time of surgery to that 9 to 12 month period, we have them in pretty intensive physical therapy. We have okay. them working on getting their range of motion back. We have them working on getting their strength back. And then we kind of gradually increase that activity over the 9 to 12 months to the point where by that point they should be getting back to running, skiing, and doing all those types of activities they like to do.
So then what's the average age? I mean, or what is the optimal age? Maybe that's a better way to phrase the question, because it does sound, and you did make this point, that it's going to be a younger patient versus an older patient. More seasoned
and by young, I don't want to offend anyone. You know, it's more lifestyle based and what people's goals and expectations are for their activities. It also has to do with the underlying context of their knee and how their knee's looking. You know, how the alignment is, how the ligaments are doing, how their meniscus may be doing, and other parts of the knee that are important. Some of these procedures, though, are regulated. You know, they're all regulated by the FDA, and for the cartilage transplant procedure that I was telling you about, that's typically in the realm of 18 to 55 years old.
18 to 55. Okay.
Yeah. There are, I have done it in much younger patients as well. So we're talking about, you know, anyone pretty much up until the age of 55. And a lot of this is honestly insurance-based. A lot of the insurances won't cover certain procedures for cartilage after patients get to a certain age, no matter what.
Ah, okay. So not so much, because there was a time when we would hear about procedures, sometimes insurance wouldn't cover it because it was considered experimental, but that's not what I'm hearing you say. This is not considered experimental.
This is not considered experimental. It's just the insurance companies will, you know, some of these products are only FDA approved between certain ages, and so we have to follow those rules. Yeah.
So there's a lot of criteria. I'm guessing, though, this is like so many other things. The best thing to do is start with your doctor and see if, in fact, you may be the right candidate for this.
Correct. Yeah, I think that's definitely the right way to go. You know, we get a lot of referrals from primary care physicians, other orthopedic surgeons. A lot of people have had previous injuries such as ACL tears, meniscus tears, you know, car accidents that have resulted in fractures of their knee to damage the cartilage. A lot of, you know, any number of reasons to damage the cartilage in the knee. Typically, you know, we start off with some x-rays, and then we can get an MRI, and then we can kind of just work it out from there as to what the best next step would be.
You know what? I love it when I'm with friends and I can mention something that they have no idea what I'm talking about. That's what I'll be able to do with this cartilage transplantation. Dr. Mosier, thanks for joining us for Maximizing Men's Health today. I appreciate you.
No problem. You have a wonderful day.
You too. We are going to take a break for traffic. Rick Dayton, my friend, my colleague, is going to take over the microphone when we come out of traffic, just because I had to squeeze an appointment in. This is the only time they could take me. It was at 3 o'clock. So Rick has been gracious enough to finish my last 15 minutes. You and I will be together again tomorrow. But yeah, we're counting down the days. Our days are numbered.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.